Our special guest out of the Freo Dockers is Ed Langdon, and he joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, mate. How you going?
Yeah, going well. Thanks for having me on.
Now, what did you think of last week? I went over and saw you boys play over there in Adelaide, saw you all on the kite on the way home. It was a weird old game, wasn't it? It was a hard one, though.
Yeah, it certainly was. I've probably never experienced a game like that before, to be honest. It was probably the most contested game I've ever been part of, and apparently that's a lot of what finals footy's like, so it's probably good to get a taste of it now.
It looks like the boys have got some confidence back in their defensive structures and mechanisms. Number two in the comp for defence, but the other area is obviously trying to get the ball inside the forward 50. That's been a real strength up until the weekend, but no doubt something that you continue to work on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Our team defence is probably the cornerstone to our game, and that's been the way Ross has coached for a long time now. So it's been really good to get that back. And yeah, that was probably the big issue on the weekend was making the most of our entries against Adelaide. Credit to them, they played really well, and some of their key defenders really stood up and limited our opportunities.
That was the point that I was going to make on the back of what Hayes just said. You were getting it inside 50. You just couldn't score, but really, nor could they. I mean, it was amazing. It was still went inside 50 100 times. It was 50 each.
Yeah, no, bizarre. It's probably one of those anomalies that sort of happens in footy, and I don't think anyone could really explain what was going on. I didn't even know hadn't been a goal scored in the second quarter. So when you're out in the park, it's a bit different because it's all a bit blurred. But it would have been a strange game to watch, that's for sure.
A key reason for your defensive success this year has been a lot around Alex Pearce and Joel Hamling. Now, Alex plays game 50. He hasn't been around for long, so there's a lot of improvement in him. And we've been speaking tonight about our All-Australian team. And, look, he's got to be considered. I've got him in my All-Australian team. Along with Luke Ryan, those guys are forming a really good combo down back.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't speak high of Alex Pearce. I thought the game on the weekend was the best game I've seen him play by far. I thought every time the ball went near him, he just stands up in the big moments, and he plays in the best player pretty much every week. So he's such a key component to our team, and he's a really inspirational leader the way he goes about it. Seeing him win those big one-on-ones certainly lifts the team. And then Joel, obviously, compliments him very well in those key posts. And then Luke Ryan just is playing some unbelievable football.
Now, we couldn't squeeze you into the All-Australian team, but you are in good form, and there's a lot of clubs that are chasing you. I just read an article on, I think it was Fox Sports, that there are five clubs chasing your services for next year. I know you're putting the contract talks on hold with Fremantle, but surely, given what you've seen this year from the Dockers, you believe in this club long-term?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we've put together so far this season has just been so positive, and just having that positive environment around the club certainly makes it a lot more enjoyable. Hopefully we can enjoy some success sort of in the back half of the year and play some finals footy.
The more Langdon's in WA, the better, I reckon. So hopefully, Ed, you decide to stay after putting those negotiations on hold and you get what you deserve because you are playing some really good footy. Just looking ahead to this coming weekend, at the moment, we've got a situation where you're fifth on the table, 4-3. The Tigers are coming to town. They're ninth, they're 4-3. It's so tight. And to continue your good form at home where you played really well so far is going to be really important.
Yeah, no, it is. It's going to be a tough game this week. Richmond over the last 2 years have arguably been the best team in the comp, so they've got some injuries at the moment and they have lost a few, so it's probably a two-edged sword. It's a really good opportunity for us, but as sort of Ross alluded to today, I think that they're going to be coming over looking to knock us off, so that's sort of the landscape in AFL footy at the moment. It's so even, every team's trying to scrap a win whenever they can, so it'll be a good game, good contest, but if we can continue the form we've had at home, I think we're in a real opportunity to get the win.
Is Connor Blakely going to play?
I could not tell you. I'll leave that one up to the Brains Trust in match committee, but he's played 2 weeks now in the waffle and looked really good, and speaking to him today, he's pulled out really well, so I'm sure if he trains well this week, we've got a match committee and we'll see what they do there.
No concerns around Fife, Hamling and Hill who didn't train today?
No, not that I know of. I think they should be raring to go.
And how's Sam Sturt going? He's the number one pick from last year. He was in pretty good form playing for Peel Thunder, but got that concussion. He's listed as a TBC, obviously having a few problems getting over that.
Yeah, I think concussions are probably in vogue at the moment in the AFL, so it's a real topic, and they are quite a serious injury, especially with an 18-year-old kid. I mean, there's absolutely no point in rushing somebody back from a concussion. So I think the club's just being really cautious. Sam's actually feeling a lot better. I think he really wanted to play on the weekend, but I think the club did the right thing by tapping him out and giving him another week. I've been playing a bit of golf with Sam Sturt, so he needs to keep working on his work around the greens, I think, more importantly.
Hold off for as long as he can. Now, your brother, mate, he's playing some good footy too for the Pies. Do you keep in regular contact or not? You drift apart a bit.
No, we keep in pretty regular contact. Not so much about football, but more about general life matters. So, no, I'd probably speak to him once or twice a week just to check in and make sure he's enjoying himself over in Melbourne. But, yeah, he's going well. The Pies are flying as well. So I think he's really enjoying it.
And just with now that you've had a few weeks to sample it, with all the changes that have taken place, have they made any difference? I mean, from the commentary box, mate, the 6-6-6 doesn't seem to have made much difference. Certainly hasn't improved the scoring. When you're kicking the ball out from the goal square, whilst you might get it further away, people just tend to be setting up the zone, or teams tend to be setting up the zone just a little bit further back. You reckon it's made much difference?
No, I don't think it's made much difference at all, to be honest. I was probably an advocate for keeping the game as it was, but yeah, the AFL decided to make those changes, and whether they've been successful or negative, we probably won't know until, I guess, we've had a good stint of football, maybe a year, 2 years, whatever it is. But certainly don't have an issue with the new rules. If anything, they're making the game slightly more open, which is always good for the fans and good for the brand of football.
More space around stoppages, particularly for wingers from those centre bounces.
Yeah, no, there is. I'm certainly not complaining.
Yeah, but you're also running to get into that space as well. I mean, that's the thing. You know, the more you work, the more opportunity you create for yourself, and you've been doing some great work, mate. And thanks for having a chat to us tonight, and good luck for the weekend.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you. Ed Langdon here on Sports Day. If you'd like to join us and give us your thoughts on our All-Australian team, which Hayes and I launched at the top of our show with our hot topic, a $50 voucher to give away thanks to Retrovision. We've also got a double pass to this Friday's Perth Glory Adelaide United A-League semi-final, 8:30 at NIB Stadium. So pick up the phone, 922 11882 is the number.